Hello and welcome to the ESVS podcast. I'm Susanne Stockmans.
And I am Laurence Bertrand. Today, we are going to discuss another Editor's Choice article. The title is Challenges of Predicting Arteriovenous Access Survival Prior to Conversion from Catheter by Hoffman et al. The article was published as an Editor's Choice in the European Journal of Vascular and Endovascular Surgery in November 2024. Let's start by looking at what this paper has to add.
This paper explores whether machine learning techniques can improve the prediction of arterial venous access survival and avoid failures in patients transitioning from central venous catheters to arterial venous fistulas or grafts.
What were the main objectives of this study?
The authors aimed to assess the utility of machine learning models in predicting two key outcomes for arterial venous access. Number one, reconversion to central venous catheters, indicative of arterial venous access failure. And number two, all-cause mortality within 1 year of arterial venous access conversion. They also compared these machine learning predictions against traditional statistical methods to understand their potential clinical value.
And what makes this study relevant today?
Arterial venous access creation is crucial for hemodialysis, yet outcomes remain variable. Predicting which patients will experience arterial venous access failure could optimize decision-making and reduce complications. However, the study found that current predictors, which are demographics, clinical variables, and machine learning models, are insufficiently accurate at the individual level.
So what was the design of the study?
This is a retrospective cohort study that was conducted using data from incident hemodialysis patients receiving treatment from a large dialysis provider in North America between January 2016 and December 2019. The main outcome variables of the analysis were reconversion to catheter, defined as arterial venous access failure, and death. Arterial venous accesses were only created in patients fulfilling requirements for surgery, as recommended by the Kidney Disease Outcomes Quality Initiative.
And how was the data analyzed?
Two different machine learning pipelines were used to conduct both feature selection and predictions. Number one is the LASSO, or Lasso regression, for feature selection and model development. Number two, BRUTA algorithm, a random forest-based model emphasizing variable importance. Sensitivity analysis excluded variables with more than 30% missing data, yielding a cohort of 38,151 patients for the primary analysis. The main outcomes were assessed using metrics like the area under the receiver operating characteristics curve, recall precision, and the F1 score. I would suggest our listeners to fully read the method section of this paper to better understand the machine learning models that were used, as it is rather complex.
What were the input variables for the machine learning models?
The dataset included 49 variables, such as demographic details, comorbidities, and hemodynamic parameters. Some of those variables are sex, ethnicity, BMI, age, diabetes, heart disease, PAD, COPD, cerebrovascular disease, previous arterial venous access, medication like antiplatelets, anticoagulations or steroids, creatinine or albumin or calcium levels, and mean blood pressure.
How many patients were enrolled in the study?
The study population included patients from 2,565 clinics in the United States that provided between 1 and 143 patients each. 38,151 patients had complete data and made up the main cohort in this paper.
What were the main outcomes?
Two-thirds, 66.8% of patients in the main study cohort survived 1 year after conversion from central venous catheter to arterial venous fistula or arterial venous graft and received hemodialysis using the arterial venous access, while 9.7% underwent reconversion to central venous catheter, indicating arterial venous access failure. In total, 23.6% of patients did not survive the observational period, quantified as all-cause mortality, and 3.2% underwent reconversion prior to their death.
So what do the results reveal about the predictive accuracy of these models?
The models performed poorly in predicting arterial venous access failure. For reconversion to central venous catheters, the area under the receiver operating characteristics curve ranged from 0.541 to 0.571 across models, and the sensitivity was as low as 15.2% in some cases, highlighting substantial limitations. For mortality, the predictions were better with area under receiver operating characteristic curves between 0.662 and 0.683, reflecting a stronger correlation between clinical variables and survival outcomes. predictors like albumin, creatinine, and prior arterial venous access history emerged as the most important.
So those are quite sobering statistics. Did the authors offer insights into why the predictions for arterial venous access failure were so limited?
Yes, it was speculated that baseline clinical variables may not capture key factors influencing arterial venous access success. Surgical factors like anastomotic angles, vascular biology, or postoperative surveillance likely play a more critical role. These were not included in the dataset.
Presumably, they're also more difficult to be included in a machine learning dataset, so that does explain it. What are the main strengths of the study?
Well, one of the most impressive aspects of this study is its size and scope. The authors analyzed data from over 73,000 hemodialysis patients, which is an extraordinary sample size for a vascular access study. With such a large cohort, the study provides robust group-level insights that we can rely on to understand broader trends in arterial venous access outcomes. For example, it confirmed known associations like prior arterial venous access failure being a strong predictor of future failure and the correlation between hypoalbuminemia and poorer outcome. These findings are new, but this dataset reinforces their validity with a much larger population. Another strength is the study's attempt to use advanced machine learning methodologies, such as lasso regressions and the Buruta algorithm. By employing these models, the authors aim to push beyond traditional statistical approaches, hoping to capture complex nonlinear relationships among predictors. This is forward thinking, as machine learning is increasingly applied in clinical research to tackle problems where traditional models underperform. Lastly, I appreciated their attention to sensitivity analysis. The authors conducted a thorough exploration of how missing data might affect their findings, ensuring that their results weren't biased by the exclusion of incomplete cases. They included multiple validation steps, which lends credibility to their conclusions, even though the models themselves didn't perform as well as hoped.
Thank you for those insights. Let's move on to the limitations of the study.
Mostly the limited predictive accuracy of the models, particularly for arterial venous access failure. The area under the receiver operating characteristics curve for these predictions was between 0.541 and 0.571. For context, that's only slightly better than flipping a coin. This weak performance raises questions about whether the variable selected truly captured the complexity of arterial venous access survival. While machine learning techniques are powerful, they're only as good as the data you feed into them. In this case, the variables were primarily demographic and biochemical, like age, sex, albumin levels, and creatinine. This may explain group-level trends, but they're insufficient for predicting outcomes in individual patients. Another limitation is the absence of critical perioperative and anatomical data. The study doesn't include details about surgical techniques, vascular anatomy, or postoperative surveillance, all of which are important factors in arterial venous access outcomes. Finally, all the data came from a single North American dialysis network. While this is a strength in terms of data standardization, it limits the generalizability of the findings to other healthcare systems with different patient populations or resources. For example, vascular access practices in Europe or Asia might differ significantly, and a predictive model might perform different in those settings.
Thank you. Before we end the podcast, let's talk about the take-home messages of the study. Susanna, can you give us the take-home messages, please?
This study underscores the significant challenges of predicting arterial venous access survival and reconversion to catheter after transitioning from central venous catheters. While group-level predictors like prior arterial venous access failure, hypoalbuminemia, and creatinine levels are well-established, their utility for individual patient-level prediction is limited, with predictive models showing only marginal accuracy. The authors conclude that it seems reasonable to promote conversion from central venous catheters to arterial venous access as a general rule for patients found fit for surgery, unless there are absolute contraindications such as palliative care or lack of suitable vessels. Key insights from this research highlight the need for more comprehensive datasets, including perioperative factors and vascular imaging, to improve precision in predicting arterial venous access outcomes. For vascular surgeons, this study serves as a reminder to combine evidence-based decision-making with clinical judgment, particularly in complex cases. The road to personalized vascular access care remains work in progress, calling for further innovation and research to close the gap between group-level trends and individual patient needs.
Thank you for that, Susanna. Now, we encourage all our listeners to read the complete article, and we will link the article in the show notes below. For more discussions on key papers and other vascular podcasts, tune in for everything coming up soon. In the meantime, please follow us on our socials to stay updated on new releases.
Bye.
Bye.